Over the past 4 days, 130,000 Syrian refugees have flooded across the border from Syria into Turkey. Most are Syrian Kurds fleeing ISIS militants who are advancing north across Syria. Prior to this weekend, Turkey had already taken in 1 million Syrian refugees. And with ISIS militants now within a few miles of Turkey's southern border, that number is likely to keep rising. Rengen Arslan is with the BBC in Turkey reporting from that border with Syria. We reached her on her cell phone and asked what she'd been hearing from these Syrian Kurdish refugees.
They said they have not eaten anything for a while and they didn't drink water. But the basic thing they were saying was they were fleeing from their homes and this is very hard for them. Even yesterday, I met with a woman who was sitting on a stone with her children on her lap and the children were crying and we were interviewing with her and she told us that they would sit on the stone for a while and till she and her family got back to other side of the border. I mean, she means her home. Mm-hmm. It was really very heartbreaking. And she doesn't want to go anywhere inside Turkey. She's just looking to the other side of the border to go back. And they all hope this war wouldn't take a long time and the Kurdish fighters would do better in the coming days against ISIS.
So you have Syrian Kurds fleeing into Turkey. By the way, how is Turkey handling this influx? Because they've already had 1 million Syrian refugees, not necessarily Kurds, come in prior to this influx. So how are they handling this? Where are they putting these people?
These people have relatives in this city. So some of them are trying to find their relatives in Turkey side. And others are taken by the government humanitarian help organization to other places. But the city, Urfa city, is not prepared that number of refugees yet. So some of the people are put in an old school mm-hmm. and some of them are put in mosque. And they are just trying to have a protection under a roof, yeah. basically.
Well, we understand another concern within Turkey might be that there are Syrian Kurds within Turkey who want to cross the border the other way and go fight against ISIS. But there's also concern that if they, you know, become fighters, they might return to Turkey and strengthen the outlawed Kurdish independence movement there. What are some of those concerns?
As far as I follow the social media and as far as I talk to people, I understand that this concern is not that big. Okay. Basically, it's because it's a very huge humanitarian crisis and everyone in Turkey, even the national parties, are not reacting to Turkish government because it opened the door to Syrian Kurdish people. Basically, because it's the ISIS on the other side and this Islamic State organization has been recognized with beheading people and raping women and just taking hostages. So basically, the reaction is not that big.
Well, and just this idea that ISIS is pushing Syrian Kurds into Turkey, what's the feeling in Turkey? Is ISIS getting too close for comfort?
Yeah, basically, and apparently, people are really afraid to be a neighbor country of ISIS. This is why also they are supporting the Kurdish fighters there. Even national people are supporting in Turkey the YPG's fight against ISIS because this also concerns the security of Turkey. So we had already many problems with our Syrian border, and it's the longest border Turkey has. So it would be really a big problem if ISIS would appear on the other side of the border, and the border is only at some points only 1 kilometer away from the Turkish villages.
The BBC's Rengen Arslan at the Turkey-Syria border. Rengen, thank you.
Thank you.